Hello, everybody, and welcome to the call. This is Erin Said, your host with Global Tao Summit Series from Heartache to Joy, and this is a follow-up call with Nidhu Kapoor. The 10-second workout is here, and you heard it right. It's 10 seconds. Now, today's call is different because we are going to be focusing on a lot of one-on-one interaction with Nidhu and her group call, her group process that she wants to do with you guys. So this is going to be an awesome, interactive, experiential call. And we are going to be talking about different things. We already aired her call with the information, but basically flatten your belly in 1 minute, get maximum results with minimum effort, the 10-second workout that is equivalent to ab crunching with just one word. You have to experience it to believe it. Feel your glutes and lower abdomen firming up in 2 minutes with the sexy butt infinity walk. And reveal the secret to weight release and keeping it off. It's the only thing you ever need to know and work on. So a little bit about Nidhu. For those of you that have not heard her on our show before, she's been a repeat guest many, many times over. One of my favorite healers. She is the only practitioner in the world doing 10-minute sessions. Speedster is another name for Nidhu Kapoor. She's the owner and sharer of the world's 5D fastest, simplest, easiest manifestation technology, the Decrees, a 5D language of light where shifts take place in seconds. Deep and complete healing work takes anywhere from 8 months to 3 years, but with the Decrees, it takes seconds, minutes, weeks, and just a few months. Great, happy changes in health, weight release, body shaping, food cravings, procrastination, sleep cycles, lifestyles, stress levels, energy levels, positivity, relationships, bank balances are a happy side effect. And Indian Bollywood superstar Vidya Balan has gone on record to say that Nidhu is the world's best healer, and I concur. Welcome, my dearest. It's so wonderful to have you back with us, and what an exciting topic.
Thank you, Erin. It's absolutely awesome to be back. And hi, everybody. How are we doing? I'm trusting that everybody is in their loose, comfortable clothing because, you know, we're going to be working out on the call itself. And I hope that you received the email that Erin's team sent out with the turbocharged slimming water, because that water will begin your process of your body being at your most optimal shape, size, weight already.
Awesome. And I want to read some of these amazing results, Nidhu. This is a 10-second energy workout, your 5D body beautiful adventure. This is the offer you have for our listeners today. And some of the testimonials are absolutely amazing. One person said, I really felt movement in my stomach area. This is amazing. Oh, my God, the feeling of heat generated in my abdomen is like I just worked out. My menopausal belly is flatter. It's amazing. Another person said, I have shed 28 pounds, and it's all because of the Decrees. I do them religiously. Another person said, just yesterday I was asked to lose weight for my knees challenges. I can't walk. This is perfect because my belly is where the weight sits. As soon as I said the decree, my belly feels activated. Very, very cool. And then lots and lots of testimonials on the page. So this time, like I promised the listeners, what we are doing is a lot of one-on-one work. So, guys, you have to be on the phone. Please raise your hand by pressing *2. We are going straight into one-on-ones, and there is a group process. That is what we're going to be doing. And let me find that group process, unless you remember it. It is, the 10-second workout, earth lining, and the sexy butt infinity walk.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to be doing. Awesome. All right. So I want to go ahead. Let me refresh. and see how many people are ready to do their one-on-ones. Now, give us some direction, Nidhu, what kind of one-on-one this is, what kind of issues they can bring to the call, what should they be connecting with you on?
Well, tell me what's going on with your body. Tell me if you're going through perimenopause or menopause, because tell me if you're having the empty nest syndrome. Tell me if you're moving city, because, you know, when we are in a period of transition, which is what these times are, and we're all in some period of transition or the other, because, you know, 2 years back, we went into lockdown. We had to stay at home. Mm-hmm. And last year, at the end of last year, things started opening up. Then at the beginning, you know, in Jan again, there was talk about closing it down. Then again, it's being opening up. We're not settled. You know, we're not feeling certain. And I have no doubt that once we've all experienced a lockdown and then there is opening and then there is the closing and then there is the opening, you know, we're not fully at our 100%. It's am I going to work or am I going to work from home? Okay, now I have started going to work. Do I have to wear the mask? Do I have to take the vaccination? You know, 2 years back, this world changed, but the change of the world is not yet fully settled in. And therefore, all of us are in some sort of transition or the other. And if we are in perimenopause and we are in menopause, and by the way, men, you also go through perimenopause and menopause, except that it's called the midlife crisis for you. But it's the same thing. In the transition period, our bodies behave a certain way. So very quickly, I want to introduce you to the understanding of kidney essence. You know, like how we are in our 20s, youthful, vigorous, vital. You know, we can spend a lot of time in the trauma and drama of relationships, in stressful situations, like we just don't have that kind of energy and bandwidth by the time we get to our mid-40s, 50s, 60s. Because kidney essence, which is the juice and the force that is in charge of our youthfulness, of our vitality, of our energy, of our bandwidth, it starts decreasing. And it starts decreasing as a natural way of life. It's just part of the body's process. At the same time, because the body is functioning from 6,000 years ago, so people, as we know people, as we had ancestors, Neanderthals, they're about 200,000 years old. But civilization as we know it is about 6,000 years old. Digitization is just about 100 years old. The industrialization, where we started moving from agriculture to industries, is just 200 years old. The virus and what it's done to us is barely 2 years old. The body is still working from 6,000 years ago. What I'm trying to say in this is that when we are entering our 40s and our 50s and 60s, most of us are not thinking about retirement. You know, women 60 years back started entering the workforce. We're making different choices. We want to get married, don't want to get married. We want to get divorced, don't want to get back into a relationship. We want a child, don't want a child. We want to go to work. We want to be financially independent. There is a lot of flux right now. And that flux means that in our 40s and 50s, we are still thinking, hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. Let's get cracking on this. Let's do that. I have so much to share. I'm just putting things together. I'm still dreaming big. But the body from 6,000 years back says, hey, 40s, let's start slowing down. Listen, let's catch an afternoon nap. Listen, let's go back home. So this dichotomy between where we are in our evolution and where the body is in our evolution means that we can start feeling tired and jaded, even though we know we have a lot more to contribute in the world. And this is strongest in our times of perimenopause, menopause, and the midlife crisis. Because in the time of transition, the kidney essence, which is in charge basically of our juiciness of our life, is now taking care of the chemical changes, metabolic changes, muscle changes, hormonal changes. It's occupied. Therefore, when we think, I'm going to join the gym and I'm going to go for a 1 hour walk and I'm going to do this and I'm going to take care of the house as well as, it's just not the same as when we were in our 20s. And this gap between how much we want to do and how tired we're feeling is what we're going to bridge, because when this kidney ascent starts diminishing, and you will notice this, you want to do the least amount of work and get the most amount of results. Aram, wouldn't you agree? Like, we want the maximum bang and the maximum buck for the minimum amount of work. Like, where in our, even in our 30s, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, then I'm going to do this. And we were just on the go in our mid-40s, 50s, 60s. That go, go, go just seems exhausting. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if 9 out of 10 of us are taking a look at our to-do list, and just looking at the list, we're getting tired.
True.
So this, where you want to do the least amount of work, because that means you are not tapping into the kidney ascent, but get the results. Feel energized. Feel like you can do this. Feel good about your body, because that's the other thing that happens, right? I mean, apart from everything that we're dealing with, suddenly in our late 40s and 50s, we're now having to deal with gravity. You know, our chest, our bellies, our muscles, it's like it's drooping, it's sagging. We don't feel so attractive anymore. We don't feel so good anymore. You know, this stand-up comedian, Lynn Kupitz. And Lynn Kupitz was talking about, you know, she was talking about this hormonal changes going on. And she says, I've gotten to the point where I'm not concerned about the body. I'm just looking for the clothes that can now cover this. So, you know, where we start to we start to give up. You know, and that giving up means that
I know. I totally get it. I've been there for the last 2 years where it's like, yeah, I'm just going to buy bigger clothes. What the heck? But I agree with you. It doesn't have to be that way. Nidhu, we have a lot of people waiting because they want to connect and they want to start doing their one-on-ones. I actually want to start with Dale because he sent his question on the webcast and he wants to know if your program will work for him. So I'm going to unmute you, and you are unmuted, Dale. Are you there? Well, maybe I have the wrong person. Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes the caller ID. So the person's name is Donald, and if you want to call in, please call in and then raise your hand and send your question in the webcast. Please, your phone number, so that I know where to find you. Nidhu, are you still there, hon?
Very much, very much.
Okay, great. Okay, so I'm going to unmute the first caller, area code 224. You are on. 224. Hello. All right. Please make sure that you are ready because we're going to be doing one-on-ones very early on in the call. 916, area code, you are unmuted.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your name here?
This is Chang.
Hi, Chang.
Hi.
What's your question, dear?
Yeah, so my question totally relates to what Nidhu was talking about, like as we age, the body doesn't feel vibrant like we're in our 20s. And so like I'm turning 48 this year, but I noticed like my boobs and my butt is like saggy. It's not voluptuous or full like
it used to
like
be.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I want to see if you can increase the volume or the or just make it big back again.
Okay, so what we want to do immediately is we want to get into the anti-gravity world. And Jane, are you perimenopausal?
I don't feel any of the symptoms.
Okay, because the diminishing...
Lucky girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, by the way, perimenopause can take about a decade, and there are changes in hair and skin and period cycles and kind of bleeding that you're having. But it's awesome that you're not sensing that. You're sensing the diminishing of the muscle tone, which is a kidney function. So here's the one word.
The muscle.
That,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
The muscle doesn't seem as... it's kind of like what you say, sagging.
Yeah. Correct. So before I give you that one word, and I want you to check what happens immediately, I just want to ask you one last question, which is, how are your energy levels? Like, do you feel like working out? Do you feel like going for a walk? Or do you, or have you been exercising and have switched to lighter stuff like going for a walk? Quickly tell me something about that.
Actually, okay. So I was kind of more energy before January, but I don't know what happened January till now. I just like got so tired and no motivation, and and then I got the COVID and I got really sick, and just so much health issues from January till now that I'm just like recovering from also. Maybe it's just telling me to slow down, take a step back, you know, and
push.
Not just in the push. Yeah, push myself to do something.
Push off, because you are definitely in transition. Exhaustion, lack of energy, lack of motivation is a sign of transition, because it's occupied with taking care of other things. And when in transition, the worst thing to do is push yourself. You know, like even if you're telling yourself, it's good for me, I got to get to the gym. You know what? Hang on. Do this workout. So the first thing that I want you to say, and we're going to use two words right now. So I'm not giving you the one word right now. When I do the group process, I'm going to give the one word. I'm going to give you two words. And if you work with MacBook Air, you know this phrase. This phrase is force quit. So F-O-R-C-E, force, quit. You know, when you're trying to shut a computer and the tabs aren't closing, then MacBook gives you this option where you can press force, quit. And I'm going to say this for you. It's going to take barely 10 to 15 seconds. I'm going to say this for you three times. Just tell me what happens in which body part. And everybody else as well. If you are dealing with the sagginess, it's chest, it's bum, it's even when you take a look at, you know, the quality of your skin, like it just feels a little looser, just check what happens. Because sagginess can happen, of course, in these two places, but also in our faces and our arms and our thighs. Jane, are you ready, everybody?
Yes, like more than normal.
Okay.
You're right. Yes,
okay.
You're right.
Force quit saggy thoughts. Force quit saggy thoughts. Force quit saggy thoughts. Force quit saggy thinking. Force quit saggy thinking. Force quit saggy thinking. Force quit sagging thoughts. Force quit sagging thoughts. Force quit sagging thoughts. Force quit sagging thinking. Force quit sagging thinking. Force quit sagging thinking. Tell us, Jane.
Wow. Chang, are you there?
Oh my gosh, felt like I was in a little trance.
And now I'm going to give you the one word. It's not the one word we're going to use with the group, but I'm going to give you that one word. And I want you to see what happens next and where you are sensing it. Because the decree will go to the lowest hanging fruit, which means the one that is fastest to bring up and uplift, it will start doing that. So you could have felt this in your belly instead of your chest. You could have felt this in your face, in your neck as well. But here's the other one. All right. Firm, 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 firmer and 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 firming and firming up, firming up, firming up, firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firming continues. Check.
Wow. Chang, where did you feel
it? I felt in my face like it was lifting as you're talking.
Isn't that
amazing? Yeah, I felt it in my eyebrows, and I literally felt like it was lifting them up. That is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
And Jane, you've asked, but Iram, why don't we get everybody to do the sexy butt infinity walk, because that is an instant butt firmer. It's a kind of walk. So it's not one word. It'll take us only 2 minutes. Everybody have a sip of your turbocharged
water. So let me say goodbye to Chang, honey. Thank you for calling in. I want to do one thing quickly, Nidhu, because Donald just messaged in. He is on a cruise, so he can't call in. Well, good for you, Donald. Do let me know where you're going. And he said, I'm listening, so if you can please answer the question. So I just want to get his question answered, because he said, is this program for men that are 43 years old, and can it fix erectile dysfunction and hormone issues and insomnia?
Yes, it will take time, because you see the prostratal menopause that men go through, which gives rise to ED. And by the way, Donald, hugely appreciate that you're so comfortable to put this here. It will make a difference. And here is one for you as well. ED removed. Four squit, ED thoughts. You should already be feeling a gush of blood, not just to your nether regions, but just activity beginning in the body. Please let us know if that's what happened. And of course, firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer, firmer, firming up, firming up, firming up, firmer and firmer and firmer continues.
Wow. Whew. So Donald, please write back, let us know. Happy cruising, and do let us know if you felt anything. Can't wait to hear. All right, so over to you, Nidhu. You wanted to do the infinity walk?
Yes. Okay, so here's the thing that happens, right? In a time of transition, you've got one foot in the past, you've got one foot in the future. Root chakra goes off completely because we haven't yet left and we haven't yet arrived. We want to stay where we are, but some part of us knows we've got to move on. But we haven't gotten to where we can settle down and feel a little more stable and secure. And therefore, when the root chakra goes off, I have noticed that doing grounding work requires one step before that. So before we get into the sexy butt infinity walk, what we're going to do is something known as earth lining. And earth lining activates the root chakra, activates the root chakra in earth through which we connect, which is the earth star chakra. And then when we stand up and do the sexy back infinity walk, you will feel that much more stable. And just by the way, Jane, I'm picking up on the fact that you are suddenly having much more energy flowing through you now. Please confirm if that is correct. People, sit on the edge of your chair. You're most welcome to already stand, but if you don't feel fully energized right now, just come to the edge of your chair. Let me straighten your posture first. Postures corrected. Postures straightened. Uncross your legs, please. Postures straightened. Back postures, you can leave now. Neck hump, you can leave now. Posture straightened. Postures straightened. And now, I would like you to bring your attention. Sorry, had an echo there. Bring your attention to the inner soul. Your inner soul is the area from the tip of your big toe on the inside of your foot till your heel. So you just keep your attention there. And as you keep your attention there, something is going to start building up there. The energy is building up to connect to the earth star, which is 1 foot below on earth. It's a magnetic chakra that connects to our magnetism and immediately roots and grounds us. Earth line, earth line, earth line, earth lining now, earth lining now, earth lining now, earth lining now. You may even feel your feet, your calves, your knees are like feeling like they're being sucked in onto the floor, even if you're on the 20th floor. Earth lining, earth lining, earth line, earth line, earth line, earth line, earth line, earth lining, earth lined. Superb. Everybody, please stand up. Stand. If you need to hold on to something, please hold on to something. You want to put your hand on the edge of your chair, on the edge of your wall, please do. Earth line, earth lining, earth lining. Stronger and 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 firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer and firmer. Try and see if you can take your hand off from the support. Your earth lining, earth will hold you. Bring your attention to your bum. First, become aware of your left bum and then become aware of your right bum. Become aware of the crack in between your cheek bums. From the center of your crack, imagine a pipe of energy, a light energy coming up, going around the left bum, coming down, coming back into the crack, going above the right bum, going around the right bum, coming down, going into the crack, coming back on the left bum. Basically, you are sensing the movement of infinity where both your bums or both the cheeks of your bums are one half of the infinity. Just give it a couple of seconds. Just get attuned to it. If your root chakra is off, as chances are it is, your full sense of the infinity might feel a little broken. Even then, how much ever you are sensing, please sense. Over the left, coming down into the crack, over the right, coming down into the crack, back on the left. And now, take 1 foot forward. You're going to keep the infinity going. Take 1 foot forward. Take another foot forward. Keep the infinity going. And take a few steps with the infinity going. And tell me what happens to your glutes. Your glutes are the front part of your thighs, as well as your bum muscle, as well as what happens to your lower abdominal muscles. Walk. Keeping the infinity. Walk, keeping the infinity going. And it'll take a couple of seconds for you to align with the double movement, which is you're walking, and you've got the infinity going on. But go ahead, walk, walk, infinity, infinity, walk, infinity, walk. For those of y'all who are so tired that you could manage the sitting earth line, you couldn't stand up, imagine the infinity as you're sitting as well. And even then, something will start happening in one of the hardest places to firm up, especially for women, which is the lower abdomen and the sides of the hips. Walk, walk, or sit. Infinity, infinity flowing around left, around right, around left, around right. And well, in my instructions, I've taken a little more than 2 minutes, but this is just 1.5 minutes of work. Tell me how you're doing. And if you want to keep walking, keep walking.
Beautiful. Whew, that was a lot of energy. Great. Chang wrote in, she said, yes, I'm having way more energy. Thank you, Nidhu. I'm so excited to start your program. Donald said, yes, I'm coming back from Hawaii. And yes, I felt like you gave my body an energy drink and also bought the CEO group. I don't know what that means. The group, does the fat loss interfere or do they work together? I don't understand that question.
Ah, also that's another thing. Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Donald. Yes, it does.
Can they work together? Okay, cool.
It awesome. Does.
So, Sigita, it is not FOMO, it was firmer, F-I-R-M-E-R, firmer.
How is everybody
right?
doing?
Is that what you said? No.
So sorry, Aram, please say.
So I have a lot of comments. A lot of people saying, yes, they felt the warmth in solar plexus. Other people felt it in different areas. That is awesome. Lori said, Nidhu, I have this big dent in my left bum from a fall I had at the gym. Can you help me? It's been around 3.5 years. I want to actually take callers on the phone. So, Lori, if you can call in, honey, and then give me your number, I'll unmute you. So I want to move on to the next person in line. And that is area code 704. You are on.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me, Aram?
We can, yes.
Hi, Nidhu.
Hi. Please tell us your name.
This is Rhonda, and I'm just calling. I'm having some issues with perimenopause, and I've gained about 53 pounds, probably over the last 5 to 6 months. So.
Got it.
Definitely
and how
in
are
transition.
You?
I've had COVID.
Oh,
you must be so exhausted.
Yeah.
So here's a quick fix for what's going on. One, because you are in transition and you have recognized that perimenopause is going on, and your gynec must have told you, and I've just mentioned it, but I'm going to say it again, perimenopause can take a decade. And menopause can take 2 to 5 years, depending on the quality of your kidney ascents, to settle in. In a period of transition, what you want to do is, number one, before you have a goal of weight shedding, you have to have the goal of stopping the weight gain. Because anybody and everybody who's in perimenopause knows this, right? It's like you were doing fine in your 30s and 20s and you were eating everything that you want, and now you're looking at food and you're waking up heavier. It's just, you're just feeling bigger. Like you just don't know what to do, right?
as perimenopause increases, this feeling increases because kidney essence says, please sit down in one place. Let me do my job, please. Don't ask me to do anything else. And therefore, the body expands. So the first step in perimenopause, even if it's not something you want to hear, is you have to arrest the weight gain. You have to stop the spread. I'm going to show you how to do it. But right now, let us give y'all some relief and immediately feel the tightening, the firming, the uplifting in the body. It's as simple as this. Force quit perimenopausal thoughts. Force quit perimenopausal thinking. Force quit perimenopausal thoughts. Force quit perimenopausal thinking. Force quit perimenopausal thought. Force quit perimenopausal thinking. Force quit menopausal thoughts. Force quit menopausal thinking. Force quit menopausal thoughts. Force quit menopausal thinking. Force quit menopausal thoughts. Force quit menopausal thinking. Give it just a couple of seconds. Have water, everybody. And look, and I feel like your head started feeling lighter. I feel like your chest is also a little more open. And now I can see that the light is also going down into your belly. How are you doing?
Yes, Nina, I feel energy moving all through my body, especially around my face. And like you said, my chest and in my solar plexus area. So feeling much lighter.
Fantastic. This is what you want because... And the reason why I use the word thoughts and thinking is also because the evolution of consciousness is through the thoughts. It's through our mind. But the evolution of the body, therefore, is going to follow the evolution of the mind. We have to bring the body with the mind. The ascension of the mind that is taking place, also in transitions, a lot of ascension takes place. In that transition, we've got to take the body with us. And if you look at it, you know, there's a collective consciousness energy around these words, midlife crisis, midlife troubles, midlife affairs, perimenopause, menopause. This collective consciousness is not working for us because we do have more dreams. We do have things that we want to put out there. So first of all, your perimenopause, which is the start of a midlife spread that's taking place, let us call the midlife crisis a midlife cheer, midlife confidence, midlife courage. Anything but a crisis, because crisis means matter of life and death, which it is not. It's only a transition period. So the next word I'm going to give you, and I want you to see how this also makes you feel, because undoubtedly when we are tired and perimenopausal, there's the sagginess and there's the flabbiness. See how this makes you feel. Force quit flabby thoughts. Force quit flabby thinking. Force quit flabby thoughts. Force quit flabby thinking. Force quit flabby thoughts. Force quit flabby thinking. We would also be feeling heavy. Force quit heavy thoughts. Force quit heavy thinking. Force quit heavy thoughts. Force quit heavy thinking. Force quit heavy thoughts. Force quit heavy thinking. And again, have a sip of water, everybody. Please stay completely hydrated. Turbocharged slimming water. Cheers. And check. How are you feeling now? I felt like by the time I got to the last one, that the light from your tummy area had moved into your lower abdomen and into your legs. Like I can feel your thighs are lighter. Is that true?
Yes. Yes, me too. In my lower back, my hip and calf area, most definitely. Thank you.
Fantastic.
So much.
You are so going to love it when we do the group process with one word. Oh my gosh.
enjoy, and I'm so glad
awesome.
You came
thank
on.
Thank you, Ira.
Beautiful.
Me do.
Thank
you're
you.
So welcome. Dear.
Thank
you sound
you.
Much better than when you started talking.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I feel better.
You sound
I'm grinning.
Much better, more lifted.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Yeah.
We love grins. All right. Take care, love. That was so awesome.
Bye-bye.
Let's take one. Bye-bye. One more caller, and then we're going to talk about this awesome, awesome package, which is the best way, really, to re-energize, reshape your life. So this is area code 843. You are on.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
hi.
Elizabeth,
yes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
All
but
right, so what's going on with you, hon?
I have been tired and overweight almost all my life. And I tried this and that, and it just seems like there's always something blocking me from succeeding in this area, or I'll have temporary success. And I don't know if it's ancestral, genealogy. Anyway, and I'm not one of these people that when people do energy work on me, I feel it. And I would love to be able to say, yes, I feel it. I feel I got it. So what's blocking me?
Okay. What's blocking you are two things. Because you've had this for a long, long time, you've been dealing with this for a long time, exhaustion is always when we go into battle. Perhaps you have said yes when you wanted to say no, because you didn't have a choice. You know, as women, things happen with men. We don't want to agree, but we stay, we fight, we nag, we complain. Things happen at work.
The moderator has left the conference.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I got disconnected. Are
it's
you
okay.
done with the caller?
No, no. Elizabeth, are you still on? Okay, let me complete. So, Elizabeth, I was saying that exhaustion always comes when we have said more yeses, when we wanted to say no. Exhaustion has come when we've gone into resistance, instead of adjusting and changing direction. So we've gone into battle. This battle can be with the results of life. This battle can be battles with your people, in your family, in your relationships, at your workplace. And being overweight for your whole life also means that as you are trying to shed weight today, you must be looking back and realizing that perhaps you were not as big as you thought when you look back to your younger photographs. So this, where you're dealing with overweight thoughts, you're dealing with exhaustion, let me please give you the four squit, overweight thoughts, four squit, overweight thinking, four squit, overweight thoughts, four squit, overweight thinking, four squit, exhausting thoughts, four squit, exhausting thinking, four squit exhausted thoughts, four squit exhausted thinking, four squit exhausted thoughts, four squit exhausted thinking. I would say one of the emails that Aram's team sent out was the biggest reason why we put on weight and why it doesn't go off. And the reason for that is safety and protection. If you have spent your whole life feeling unsafe, your body becomes the padding. It becomes the armor, it becomes the shield. And therefore, your first line of work is to start feeling safer in the world. Let me do this for everybody. Safe, 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 safer, and safer, and safer, and safer, and safer, and safer and safer and safe and safety and protection and safe and safety and action and safer and safer and safer and safer and safer and safer and safe, so much safety, so much safer, so much more safety, so much more safer, safe, 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 protect. Elizabeth, definitely let us know how you felt with that.
Can you speak, Elizabeth? You're unmuted. I don't know, for some reason. All right, let me mute
was
you then.
So sorry, was that for Elizabeth or me?
That was for Elizabeth, but for some reason she, we can't hear
muted
her. So.
Right.
So can you please just write to us, let us know how that felt? And what we're going to do now is talk about this package that Nidhu has brought for us with all these incredible, amazing results. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the link, which is orderjoy2020.com/Nidhu22, or press the link. And first of all, Nidhu, before you, well, you describe what's in the package, for those people that are joining the call late, can you please tell us who this is for? Who can benefit from this work?
This is for those of us who are 40s, in our 40s, in our 50s and 60s, tired, don't have the energy, don't have the motivation, are recovering from COVID, are perimenopausal, menopausal, dealing with empty nest syndrome, changing cities, changing jobs. Basically, if you are in a period of transition and all of your energies are being conscripted somewhere else, but your body is like doing its own thing, like it's putting on weight, it's spreading, your hair is becoming thinner and drier, your skin is feeling drier, you're just not feeling as motivated, you're not feeling juicy, oomphy, sexy, shapely, this is for you. Whether you are woman, whether you are man, this package is for us moving from one phase of our life to another and needing very simple, basic tools, needing things that we can do with one word, in 5 minutes, listening to an MP3, walking for just 2 minutes, because the thing that happens in transition, along with all of these very physical, visible signs, is that we also lose touch with things like good postures, breathing well. All of this is being taken care of in the package. We lose our grounding because, as I was saying before, I think I was saying it for, was it for Chang, you know, who mentioned she was in perimenopause. When we are in transition and the...
I think that was Rhonda.
Oh, Wanda. Sorry, that was Wanda. And our future has not yet shown up. We are not grounded. And we can't ground also because, you know, there's so much on our plate. There's so much we have to do. And at the same time, we are so tired. So what we want also is a very easy way to ground. And that is by the precursor to grounding, which is earth lining, which is a little earlier in this call. Earth lining is so simple, it takes 30 seconds. Not just that, in package A, for 17 days, I will be working on your root chakra. You know, this root chakra healing, this root chakra balancing, because a chakra can go out of balance. When we are tired, we curl up. And all of us, right, we're so used to working from home. We're slouching in front of the TV. We're slouching in front of our phones. We're slouching in front of our computers. Our root chakra, as well as our entire chakra system, is out of whack. Alignment means we will bring it back into a single straight spinal column. We will clean it for all the gunk and goop with all the sedentariness that we have had. Lord knows what all has gotten accumulated there. We will clean and clear it. We will activate it. Activated is because a chakra can be overactive and underactive. So we're going to bring it back into a perfect activation and bring it into balance. So aligning, balancing, cleaning. All of this is going to take place over 17 days. And in fact, my package is based in steps. The first thing that takes place in a time of transition, we don't feel safe, we don't feel secure, we don't feel settled, we don't feel certain. Therefore, we want to bring in the safety. Moment we bring in safety, we have a little courage, we have a little confidence, we have strength in the body. So the first section of March, starting from 14th of March, is only root chakra work and safety. And in fact, your MP3 number one, your most important MP3 is the MP3 for feeling safer and stronger and protected. So for 17 days, we will make sure that you are ready. You are arresting the weight gain. You are bringing it into harmony. You're feeling good and shapely. So I'm not saying that you won't have weight release. You still can, but what we want in those 17 days is first to feel firm, grounded, connected to Mother Earth. And from there, every week in April, the beginning of the week, which is Monday, you have an MP3 for that week, and you will be given the decree poster, which is a subliminal poster. You look at that poster, and the energy will start coming into you. 4 weeks. Four more MP3s, four more posters, along with these other clearings that I keep doing, we're going to experience within these few weeks how good we're feeling in the body, how much more energetic, how much more youthful, how much more vibrant, because I'm also going to be giving you 10 simple tips. And I'm going to give you two of these tips right now because I need you to begin using them straight away. Number one is your turbocharged slimming water. Turbocharged slimming water has to be increased by at least one glass in the time of 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is bladder time and kidney time. And remember, your kidney is the one who is most impacted right now, and your kidney is the one who is giving these symptoms we're experiencing. We need to support the kidney. Feeling safe always reassures and comforts the kidney. Turbocharged slimming water, extra water in 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., your time zone. Three, you have got to stop using the word loss. This is not a weight loss program because the word loss means you're going to go looking for it. When was the last time you lost something and were okay about it and happy about it and celebrating it? We use the word weight loss and feel happy when we've shed some weight, and then we go looking for it. And then it comes back with 10 kilos of its friends, right? Everybody who has done weight loss and shed the weight has had it come back, because the word loss cannot be a goal. The mind is very logical. If you're going to focus on loss, the mind is going to make it an I am. I am a loser, because a loser loses, right? A loser focuses on loss. And therefore, please eradicate the use of the word loss from your dictionary right now. The words to use are shed, reduce, manage, release, drop. And you will have this, you'll have all of this in your email. You also have it on the sales. I hope you have it on the sales page, but if not, you will have it on your email when you join the Telegram group that is exclusively for you. I will remind you of these, because this is going to come with your 10 simple tips. Like, this is such a simple tip, right? But it's life-changing. Do not use the word loss. I know that you will read it in magazines. You'll see it on various programs. You will see it on YouTube. Just recognize that your evolution is the understanding that we don't use the word loss. Loss brings us grief. Loss brings us heartache and heartbreak. This is not what we want. We want the winning attitude as we go after reshaping our bodies and bringing it back into very, very youthful energies. The 3D body is based on this fear-based loss, fear-based control. Let's have these diets. Let's do this gym. I hope an MP3 will take care of everything. But in ascension, the 5D body is younger, wiser, sexier. And that's our package. Younger, wiser, sexier. Right now in your head, and by the way, this is tip number 4, and it will be part of your daily practice. Inside your head, in the middle of your head, I just want you to think this. And what you're going to think is, actually, the word actually is very important. It's a decree word. It deepens what you say after that. So actually, I'm in my 20s. If 20s is a little bit of a stretch, actually, I'm in my 30s. Just say it in your head. So think it in your head. So don't say it out loud. In your head, just say, actually, I'm in my 20s. Or actually, I'm in my 30s. And just see what that sparks off in the body. I just gave you a few seconds for you to process that. Have some water. And this is also how you're going to be thinking. Actually, I'm in my 30s. Because one of the things that happens around transition time is that actually we feel old. We don't feel that youngness, right? That youthfulness. But actually, you are all in your 20s. Along with this, we are going to be doing 3 group calls in a very unique understanding of what is going on with your weight. For instance, you could think that your weight is, you know, you ate a lot, you have insomnia. Insomnia and weight are very closely connected. But the truth is that the weight that you are carrying, especially fat, it's a storage organ. It carries memories, it carries programs, it carries desires, it carries dreams. It carries a lot. And when we have this excess weight going on, number one, there is something you are waiting for, because the body is very literal, which is why the word lose and loss we don't want to use. When we have weight, we are always waiting. When we are waiting, we always put on weight. Maybe we're waiting for someone to apologize. Maybe we're waiting for someone to save us. Maybe we're waiting for money to show up. Maybe we're waiting for our life to transform. But this waiting, what are you waiting for? And can you please let this go, because it's weighing you down? Wait, waiting, weighing. We're going to be taking a look at this weight of waiting that you are carrying. The first call that we're going to do, I am going to be taking you through these magical, miraculous anti-weight gain mudras, Surya Shunya. Oh, they are so incredible. They're life-changing. So the first call, which we're going to do on Zoom, and I'm going to share with you these body holds, these finger holds. We're going to do the earth lining. We're going to do the sexy butt infinity walk. I'm also going to be telling you 3 more sentences that are very dangerous when it comes to weight maintenance or weight release. Dangerous. They're keeping the weight stuck. And the last one, you know, fat, you look at you and you think there's fat. So fat is very cooling for the body, because fat is required to hold the heat of the family of anger. Whatever work you may have done out of for your fears, for your anxiety, for your anger, I don't think you've ever worked on hatred. When we have solidified fat, we are looking at solidified hatred. And this hatred can be anything. Can be hatred for your own body. can be hatred for your life. It can be hatred for God. It can be hatred for men. It can be hatred of those who seem to have a better body than you think you should have. This hatred will diminish fat in the body, because fat comes on the moment you have too much excess heat. And too much excess heat comes with anger. So in the family of anger, we're going to be working through hatred. One of the examples I give about, you know, women in relationships and how they end up carrying weight is again, you know, stand-up comic Jen Kirkman. She put on 40 pounds in the year that she got married. Awful husband, awful mother-in-law. Traumatic. All she wanted was to get out. She did. She got divorced, shed all the weight. She didn't do anything. She just got divorced. Women have a tendency to carry the weight of the relationship, the weight of the family. Just earlier in the day, I was speaking to this lovely young girl about how, you know, her mother has been treated so badly, and her mother's anger she carries. And when we were doing the clearing, there was guilt that came up. How can I not carry this for my mother? That it helps my mother as she shares this weight with me, or I share this weight with her. Well, our family's karma has to be returned to the family. And it is for us in this age of Aquarius to make our own choices. In package B, we will take a look at whose weight you are carrying. So you have an extra set of calls in package B. You also have a pizza session with me, because you've seen how everybody worked, right? We didn't even take 10 minutes. We took 3 minutes. We took 5 minutes. And some of that I used to explain. But in a session, we will just go for it. We will zip that zoom, as Aram once called it, through whatever it is that's going on with your body, your energy levels, how attractive you feel, how young you feel, how sexy you feel, so that along with the package and after the call, you are a 5D body, beautiful, younger, wiser, sexier. Who's on board? Say yes and come along.
Yes, for sure. Yes, yes, yes. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Nidhu. Guys, if you have any questions, we only have a few minutes. Send them in. Thank you for this wonderful, amazing package. And I think that Gretchen already announced that we have extended the introductory prices. So you have only 24 hours left. So do it quickly and take advantage of the lower prices.
Aram, shall we quickly do the group work? The one word. Let me give you the one word.
Please, please, go ahead.
Okay. So everybody, I'm going to give you 30 seconds, because you've got to click on the buy now button, and you've got to come on. And as you're doing that, please also hydrate. Please have your turbocharged slimming water and get ready for your one word workout. And beginning. So the word is lean, L-E-A-N. And when you're going to use it as a command, the word is leaner. So first, let me first get you to absorb the word. So I'm just going to say it like this. Leaner, 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 and now begin the receiving. Leaner and 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 lean and leaner and leaner, and leaner, and leaner, 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 leaner. Say it with me 10 times. Leaner, 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 leaner. Abs crunched, abs crunched, abs crunched, abs crunched, abs crunched. Breath uplifted, chest uplifted, pecs strengthened, arms slimmer, thigh gap reduced, thigh gap reduced, thigh gap reduced. Hips slender, hips slender, hips slender. Body taller, taller, longer, stronger, longer and stronger and taller and longer and stronger. Sinewy, 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 sinewy. Good morning, body beautiful. Good morning, attractive body. Good morning, sexier body. Good morning, shapely body. Shape up, shape up, shape up, shape up, shape up, shape up. And done. Please have water. Let us know how you're doing.
Ha, that was amazing. I felt so much energy. Let me read some of the comments. They are so exciting. Elizabeth said, yes, I felt my face tingle when she worked with my safety issues. Thank you so much. Doreen said, okay, so my breast actually got a little fuller. Also, my butt is tighter. How excited is that? And
people, is on the call.
So she said, is this permanent or do we have to do it for the rest of our life? This is just awesome.
Right. I would love to tell you that it's permanent, but that's like asking me if you can brush your teeth just once, because muscle has to be activated, developed, leaned out, and maintained, which is why the program is across till April. Package B is till the end of May. You need a long-term sense of practice so that this becomes absolutely the new normal for you. I mean, how much time does it take to say leaner 10 times? There's nothing to it. Wake up in the morning, just say leaner, leaner. I have some other decrees as well, but for now, just wake up in the morning, say leaner. And today, you've also gotten the others. Use four squit, use shape up, use it. There's nothing to it.
Beautiful, beautiful, love it. Awesome. All right, so somebody else wants to know, can you rearrange payment plans? I have requested Gretchen. So for package B, we are going to arrange payment plans, especially while it's the low price. Why don't you go ahead and email customer support? Because right now, if you try to check out with a payment plan, it's not going to let you. But we will arrange it, and you can email us for that. So customer support will facilitate you. And of course, if you can get PayPal credit, then you can use that as well. There's also an add-on available at checkout, which is the 10-minute speedster shift, which is a one-on-one session with Nidhu. So look out for that as well. And this is just amazing. Let me just quickly see if there are more comments, because we are a little bit over time. We're actually done. So, Nidhu, thank you so much, my dear. This is just fantastic. I know many people are jumping in because who doesn't want to get a leaner, sexier, more energized body? And this is so easy. I mean, literally seconds and minutes. This is just fantastic. So, Nidhu, my love, thank you so much. And
thank you, Aram.
It was a little bit on the calls today. You're so welcome. I want to thank our listeners as well. Thank you for being here. And congratulations to all of those that have connected with this, have jumped in. And please share this love, share this message with whoever needs it. Thank you so much. Lots of love, and take care of yourself. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.